This is bpnradio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Marketplace Saturday. This is Rick Gentry, your host for another hour of Marketplace Saturday on bpnradio.com. Be sure and tell your friends about Marketplace Saturday, heard all day long starting at 9 a.m. going to midnight here on bpnradio.com. Business people helping business people. That's what we're all about, so stay tuned for more information on how you can also host your own show here on Marketplace Saturday, where we'll also, you could have a spot here for your business channel where we will advertise your business for you. We're very excited today. Our special guest is Evander Holyfield. Evander, how you doing, sir?
Great.
Hey, good to talk to you, Evander. I'm glad to be have the opportunity to co-host the program with Rick Gentry, and we are so thankful you are here with us on opening day of the Marketplace Saturday on bpnradio.com. And of course, you and I have had a long journey together since 2006. I can't believe that I've known you since 2006. That's 12 years ago, and what a privilege it was to be able to make the journey with you and your comeback journey, and to know that God is still blessing you. And one of the things that Rick and I wanted to talk to you about today is how you have, of course, I'm sure everybody knows who you are and knows about your five-time world championships in boxing, but it's important that we know how you have made a successful transition. So a lot of people today, I'm sure listening, they may have one season that comes to a close, and they may want to know, how in the world can I make another successful transition? How can I open another season? Can you talk to us about that?
Well, yes. I guess, you know, I always wanted to just be the very best that I could be. And then, like I started boxing at age nine. And starting at the age of nine, you learn how to do something that you don't know. But all I knew, I just wanted to be the very best. And being the very best, you don't know what is the very best. And so, of course, I started at, started at 65 pounds, and up going all the way to the heavyweight, and in the heavyweight, and I felt that the very best for me being the champ more than Ali. And so, you three time I became four. But I guess the most important thing is that I felt that I did everything that I really needed to do in the game of boxing, did the very best that I could, and retired. And then, of course, then after retirement, then you said, what would I like to do now? And the thing is, I think the game of boxing has been so great to me. And I felt that the only way that anybody would ever be able to overcome the record that I have, that I had to go back and give information. And I think each generation can get better when people speak and tell them what did they do and the mistakes they made and the things that they did well. And so when people don't make the same mistakes, they have an opportunity to be a lot farther.
Hey, looking back over your boxing career, what are maybe two or three of the mistakes that you made that you could tell our listening audience about? And of course, we're talking about business people. And of course, we know that, your boxing career was accompanied by major business transactions. So what could you share with our audience maybe about two or three pitfalls concerning business?
Of course, and anything is some things are quite common, meaning that you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Sometimes when you succeed, sometimes you get a little lackluster about what you're doing, and your answer is just distractions, and because you know, in anything you start off, you don't know, you learn from your mistakes, and after you start setting your goals, you just have to, if you want the company to grow, you have to make some adjustments, because for you to be better, you have to make adjustments. And these are the things that I did, but also after I did them, I had to make an adjustment because the company was growing and I wasn't there to watch it. And then some other things happened. So when these things happen, because you had to grow and you had to make some adjustment, but in the point of making the adjustment, you have to make sure you have the proper people.
Right. Well, I want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Evander Holyfield, 5-time world champ. Evander, just really thrilled that you're here with us today. We're talking to business people. I wanted to ask you, who were a couple people that influenced you the most when you were growing up?
Well, of course, my mom. My mom was the person who was in charge. I'd say the two biggest people, my mom and my grandmama, because they team up on me. And so, but I wouldn't be the person who I am without them, because I learned from their mistakes they made. Because, you know, the fact is that when people really say they love you, and they tell you, well, we don't have to make the same mistakes, that means that when I made the mistakes, if you don't make these same mistakes, you're going to be my father. And I stand here today to say that's what love is really about, when someone wants you to be better than them. Yeah. And they just saying, we don't have to make the same mistakes.
I know, Evander, that your mom, she was quite a disciplinarian. And I'm sure that those disciplines have helped you immensely in becoming a world champion. And what about so many of our athletes today? They don't want discipline. What? How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, if you don't get connected, then of course eventually you're gonna lose everything. You know, correction is the key to anything. But, you know, you start something you don't know, but then if you get corrected, you realize you have to do it right. It means that I can run fast, but if I don't run fast all the time, I won't get accustomed to running fast when I need to run fast, and which will cause me to lose. Meaning that, you know, it's just like, you know, in boxing, you have to throw a lot of punches. If you every time you get tired, you stop, then you're not going to be able to win, because at some point in time in the fight, you're going to get tired. And what's going to happen? Yeah. You stop and you'll never finish. If you never finish, you'll never win.
Yeah, I agree. Rick and I have two or three more questions to ask you, but we've got to talk. It would not be right to ever have an interview with Evander Holyfield without talking about Mike Tyson. Can you give us a little scenario about Mike Tyson? Are you and Mike friends today? And give us a little review about that fight. Rick wants to add something here.
Well, just maybe an update.
Yeah, an update.
Okay, you know, the thing is that Mike was one of the top fighters out there. Even in the amateur, you know, Mike is 4 years younger than I, and so Mike, stature wise, that his situation was a lot tougher than mine, because Mike's about 5'8" or 5'9", and the guy, his arm shorter, which is about 70, 74.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine's 78.
Wow.
And so he would, he built so stocky, and so he gave a lot of reach in amateur, but and professionally he was able to do some things that he wasn't able to do in the amateur, which you tend to say the person got a long arm got the better reach, and but Mike had power that they didn't have, but they had reach. But the point of the battle, I changed his shoe. They took off. He was about to throw sometime to hit somebody, and he was pretty good at that. But you know, then he. But I had a lot of respect for Mike, because when Mike became the heavyweight champion of the world, I realized if Mike could do it, I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, it was just one of them things where that I didn't have to be heavyweight. Once I seen Mike doing it, I felt that if Mike could do it, I could do it.
Well,
it was bigger than him. So
yeah.
What would be the difference?
That's right. Well, you certainly approved it, and I'm sure that people continue to ask you about that fight with those two fights with Mike Tyson. And you have received so many honors, Evander. I know that you're being honored with a statue in the city of Atlanta right now, and you've received so many honors. Talk to us about your business, what you're doing now. And I know not too long ago you gave me some principles about your business and your new season. Talk to us a little bit about your new season. I know you made a transition from the boxing world. You could have just sat back and said, "Well, I think I'm just not going to do anything the rest of my life." But you're really busy today, aren't you, Evander? What's happening?
Well, I have a boxing promotion, Real Deal Boxing, and so you know we put on boxing matches. So now I'm a promoter. I give other fighters opportunity to be champions. But you know, I kind of get out. I'm a little bit more than what the average promoter may do. I'm concerned about the fighters. I want to make sure they have their very best. I try to make sure that, for health wise, that things, you know, they get the proper opportunity to be the very best, and not sometimes, you know, some fighters can mess it up themselves. They force condition wise, you know, they can lose too much weight, and so many things that happen to fighters. But because I was a fighter myself, I make sure these things don't happen to my fighters. And I truly know that a promoter is only as good as his fighters.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like Don King, he was a person that was very popular because he had good fighters. All his fighters were champions. He showed good fighters. So
yeah.
I realized that too. I realized that it's not like I don't fight. I got to make sure my fighters have the advantage. For, you know, other than, you know, when I mean the advantage, mean that I can give them the knowledge, and I give them the knowledge, and I try to tell them some things. I said, told as a kid, if you don't get no bad habit, then you ain't got to worry about breaking them. If you don't, you know, you don't drink and you don't do this, and just start telling kids so many things that if you don't do. If you don't do this, if you ain't started, don't start.
Uh-huh.
Can't miss things you never had.
Yeah.
Like that. So, you know, and so these are the things that my mama told me, and these are the things that I've done, and these are the things that allow me to be the person who I am today. You know, it's,
yeah.
You know, you got so many people they see somebody else do something, they feel that they have a right to do it too. But they don't yet think, is it wrong or right? So if you, from the get-go, if you somebody do something, you want to find out if they're right or wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Give us some. I know that you, in addition to your boxing, being a boxing promoter, I also know you're a motivational speaker. You speak to a lot of different people groups, and maybe share two or three of your main principles or things you talk about, because I know you talk to people about being champions, about winners, about never quitting. I know that after the Olympics, when you were cheated out of the gold, you could have quit, but you decided you were going to continue on. So I know that everyone always has an opportunity somewhere along the line to quit. And you know, you might share two or three principles about not quitting. We're going to take a little break here because Rick Gentry, I'm about out of juice on my phone. Rick Gentry's calling you back, and we're going to switch over to him. He's got your number, and while he's calling you, because we're just about out of juice here, I want to remind everybody that you are listening to Marketplace Saturday here on bpnradio.com, and I'm thankful that my son Rick Gentry is letting me co-host this broadcast with Evander Holyfield today, and I've had the opportunity to work with Evander over the years. Evander, are you back on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, had to switch phones there. I'm so thankful to have you in my life, to be a part of my life, and I'm thankful that I got to help you write your book, your latest book. Thankful that I got to make your journey with you there for several years, and at one time I was the chaplain of Real Deal Events, and so I'm thankful to have you in my life. What a blessing you are to my life, and it's good to have you on Marketplace Saturday. Rick Gentry has a question for you.
Evander, I guess I'd want to ask for business people, because this is a program that's helping business people, and like I said in the beginning, that our goal here is that business people, successful business people, help business people. So what would be a few keys that you could share with our listening audience today here on BPN Radio that may would help them? You've had a lot of success, of course, we use the term on and off the court, but you being out of the ring and in the ring. So what would be some of the principles that you could share about business? It may be from a mistake that you've made, or what's helped make you so successful in business, Evander?
Well, that's the biggest thing that I accomplished, other than being a Christian, believing in Jesus, is that I didn't quit. I had the three things that my mother told me. She says, son, you got to listen to my direction. Don't quit. See, these three things, whatever you do, these three things, the guiding principle to allow you to succeed. Bad things happen all the time. Things, good things happen. And then, sometimes company, but these are the things that my mother told me, and she told me at a young age where that I came to a point to realize by 16 years old, these things really do work. If you listen, you follow direction, don't quit, but you have challenges. If a lot of things come up, getting your feelings hurt, it's just so many things that people tend to love you, but if you don't quit and you continue to listen, you can make the adjustment. And of course, with me, I've been the youngest of nine in my family. I'm the one that made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, because even though I made these mistakes, it was that thing by me making these mistakes, I knew when you correct them, you have to go back and correct them. But when you correct them, you pick up more esteem, self-esteem, yeah. and all of that because you overcame things.
Yeah.
And I became this the individual I am because not that I didn't make mistakes, it's that I was able to face the consequences of making mistakes and overcome all of the, I guess, the embarrassment of come from making mistakes, being able to say, well, okay. But in one sense of it, it made me not lazy. Right, so, you know, if you don't make the mistake, then what happened when you make it first? But if you make a lot of mistakes, you had to do things over and over, somehow that strengthened you to, if you don't quit, then you would get better. Then, of course, you get better than you. You have the fundamental of what success is really about. I made so many mistakes as a kid that it was so tough that, and because my mother was on me and I couldn't quit at that time, so when I seen the light, when I was winning, because I, even though I made all the mistakes, I still won because what? Yeah. I didn't quit.
I know.
I was better. It came out. I was better because all the things that I went to, well, I went to at an age, but at the young age, by me going through these things, I had a mother, and I had other people who wouldn't let me quit.
Mm-hmm.
But so when I came to an adult, I was good.
Yeah.
I was trying to be undefeated. I lost first time against Reddy Bowe.
Mm-hmm.
Then I lost against Michael Moore, and you know, and then I lost against after Michael Moore. I lost against somebody else. But the thing is that I realized if I don't quit, if I just go correct my mistakes and work harder, learn something else different. Because sometimes you have to add something on.
Yeah.
You have to take something off.
Uh-huh.
But do those things.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been very successful, but I know you as you said, it's not happened by yourself. I know that other people have helped you. I love the story you tell about the lady that you couldn't get into you were raised up in the projects in Atlanta. You didn't have money to get into the boys club or the boxing club, and some lady gave you a quarter to get in, and then you had a coach that helped you. And when you had when you were about what a boy, who was that? Who was the guy's name that whipped you and you wanted to quit?
Oh, Cecil Collins.
Yeah, Cecil. Cecil hit you in the nose and you wanted to quit, but your coach wouldn't let you. I believe sometimes people want to quit, and we have to say, no, you're not going to do it. We just have to put a demand on them, and you listen to them. And I think that is why it's so important, Evander, that you are helping others in boxing. And, you know, I shared that dream that you had a long time ago to have boxing clubs all over America. And I'm so thankful that you are helping others mentoring what you have learned and raising up champions. But tell us a little bit about just a short story. We got about 3 or 4 minutes before we're going to ask you to pray. Just tell us a little bit about Cecil Collins. I love that story.
Well, Cecil Collins was a white kid, and you know, I come from a black family, so my brothers and sisters told my brothers told me that white boys couldn't fight. He said, now they smart, but they can't fight. And so, you know, I found out early that some of them could. And yeah. Cecil Collins was the first kid that he beat me at 11 years old. Then he beat me at 12. Then at 13, I finally, because I didn't quit, I beat him. And yeah. So it changed my life. But I guess the most interesting part about this is that Cecil Collins became very popular because everywhere that our fault. And when you know, when I turned professional, and they asked me my first loss, I said, a guy named Cecil Collins, Rockdale County. I said, he's a tough little white kid. I ever fought in my life. I told the people, I said, well, I realized that, I said, I realized color didn't make a difference at a young age. At the age of 11 to 12 years old, he beat me, and I said, my mom wouldn't let me quit.
Right.
She told me, you know, you have to win before you move on. You don't make good decisions after losses, but
right.
if you win, then you can make dinner. I said, I finally beat him at 12, and my mama told me I had to box no more. I said, but I wanted to box because I was good at it.
Yeah.
And I understood that things don't always go your way, and it don't mean that you so wrong is that you just had to grow a little bit more.
Yeah.
And more that you go through the hard part of life, it'll make things easier later.
That's true. I'm glad that you didn't quit, and I know that your coach told you one day you'd be the champion of the world, boxing champion of the world, and that of course has came to pass five different times. Well, Rick and I really enjoyed having you on today and on Marketplace Saturday. We appreciate your support. I'm honored to have you as a spiritual son in my life, and we want you to say a prayer for all the business people and the people that may be discouraged, may want to quit, because I believe that they too could be a champion if they don't quit. So thank you, Vander. Why don't you say a prayer, if you will?
Well, I'd like to thank the Heavenly Father, and I'd like to thank Jesus, and I ask the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and help us and lead us, guide us in the way that you would like for us to go. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Vander, thank you. Sure appreciate your time today, and this has been awesome. We'd love to have you back sometime. And
okay, then just give me a call.
Well, that sounds awesome. And thank you, Evander Holyfield. And you've been listening to BPN Radio today at on Marketplace Saturday. We sure appreciate everybody that's listening. If you'd like to host your own show, please contact me at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry. This is Allison Kieber with Marketplace Saturday and your success tip. Today's success tip comes from Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Group. And as many of us know, he's a very successful businessman and an icon in entrepreneurship. Here's Sir Richard Branson's top 10 tips for success. Number one, follow your dreams and just do it. Number two, make a positive difference and do something good. Number three, believe in your ideas and be the best. Number four, have fun and make sure to look after your team. Number five, don't give up. Number six, make lots of lists and keep setting yourself up for new challenges. Number seven, spend time with your family and learn to delegate. Number eight, try turning off the TV and get out there and do some things. Number nine, when people say bad things about you, just prove them wrong. And number 10, do what you love and have a sofa in the kitchen. This is Allison Kieber for Marketplace Saturday and your success tip.